Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Morani Mimarasi and for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshitina. We nishmas maras esther bas Reb Shmuel. The Rambam, in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yad Aleph, writes, Yesh lo ladim lekadish alakos erev Shabbos in bod yom af bishlo nichnasa Shabbos. A person can make kiddish alakos with a cup of wine on erev Shabbos while it's still daytime, even though Shabbos has not yet come in. And he can also make Havdalah ala kos while it's still day, Shabbos afternoon, even though Adain he Shabbos, still Shabbos. And mitzvah zechir olam rabbein b'shas k'nisaso v'yitziaso bein kodem l'shazumad, because it's the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos, which is Kiddush and Havdalah, is to say Kiddush and Havdalah when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out, or a little bit earlier, a little bit before that. Ad kan mitivrei haRambam, the Beis Yosef, in the Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Samach Aleph, writes that the Rambam didn't mention the din of Tosefes Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos. The Rav HaMagid in Perek Aleph, Milchos Shvises Esar, Alach Avav, says that the reason is because the Rambam doesn't hold there is such a thing as Tosefes mitivrei Torah. The only Tosefes applies to Inu Yom HaKippurim. But when, according to the Rambam, when it comes to Shabbos, there's no Tosefes. So when the Rambam says to make Kiddush, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos, he doesn't say anything about Tosefes because there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Now it's mashma that when he says the less le Tosefes Dvar Torah, that min HaTorah there's no Tosefes, that's what the Magid Mishnah says, that would imply that Midrabanan there is a Tosefes, but it could very well be that Dvar Torah is Lav Dafka. Midrabanan he also doesn't hold of Tosefes. Otherwise, why did the Rambam mention it? So the Rambam doesn't mention Tosefes, there's no Tosefes Shabbos, not Midaraisa, and not Midrabanan. In the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah on Halacha Yud Gimel, the Magid Mishnah says, "Lo matzasi b'divrei Rabbeinu Kabbalah aseres b'erev Shabbos, v'af lo tosefes k'mo shegasavti parak alf b'chos Yom Kippurim." That I didn't find in the Rambam a Kabbalah that of accepting Shabbos that asks you on erev Shabbos, and there's no tosefes Shabbos like I wrote in the first parak of Hilchos Yom Kippurim. That if there would be a din of Tosefes, so then you can make a Kabbalah before the Zman of Tosefes. But according to the Rambam, there's no din Tosefes, so there's no Kabbalah on Erev Shabbos before the Tosefes. In other words, if there's a time of Tosefes Shabbos, you can add on to Shabbos 3 minutes, 5 minutes you're supposed to add on to Shabbos. If there's a din of Tosefes, of adding on, however much that Tosefes is, then you could take a Kabbalah before that and add on to that even more. But you find no mention of this in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say Tosefes, the Rambam doesn't talk about Kabbalah. The Ra'ah in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis writes, this is all brought down in the Kibbutz Yitzchak on Shabbos and Siman Hay, that the Vaday Tosefes Mechol Al HaKodesh is Doraisa. Adding on from the weekday to Kodesh is Doraisa. And that's why you're Yotzei Kiddush when you make Kiddush then. Even though Kiddush Yom is Minatora, how are you Yotzei? The answer is that Kedusha Shazu L'Shabbos Minatora. That when you sanctify this time, you make it Shabbos, that's Minatora. So writes the Orzerua, Hilchos Erev Shabbos Siman Yadalit. So that's Gevaldik according to these Rishonim. You're adding on to Shabbos when you make Kiddush. You're adding on to Shabbos, so it's Kiddush for Shabbos. But the Das HaRambam, who doesn't hold of Tosefes, how are you Yotzei Kiddush Meba'od Yom? There's no Kabbalah, there's no Tosefes, there's nothing going on over here. So what sort of Kiddush is it? You make Kiddush Tuesday afternoon? No. So even if you make Kiddush Friday afternoon, but it's not Shabbos for you yet, according to the Rambam. So what significance is there to your Shabbos? So the Rambam writes, as we quoted, Yesh lo ladim lekadish ala kos erev Shabbos, afal pi shelo nichnas Shabbos, shemitzvah zechira lam rabbein b'shas k'nisaso, bein kodem l'shazu mat. So the mitzvah to say Kiddush, either when Shabbos comes in or a little bit before Shabbos. So So the Rambam says that Kiddush is effective, Kiddush is valid, even though at the time you were Mekadesh, Shabbos hadn't yet come in. And so writes the Tosfos HaRosh, Brachos Chav Zayin on the base, Omer Kedusha Alakos, Oyin Omer Alakos, Kosal Gadaitach, Mishim de Kedusha Min HaTorah, Hu, Ein Lo Omer Vod Yom, Umasik She Omer Gam Kedusha Alakos, Mishim de Chsiv Zachar Sem HaShabbos, De Mashma Samach Leknisa, Soma De Lo Chsiv Zachar Bi Yom HaShabbos. So, and the Gemara asks about making Kiddush before about making whether you can make Kiddush before Shabbos if you make it alakos or you don't say it alakos. So the Havamina is that since because Kiddush is min haTorah, you shouldn't say it mibaod yom. Because the Gemara there says, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ovin, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos V'Erev Shabbos, Rav Davin, Shabbos Davining and Erev Shabbos, Rav Yoshia, Matzah Shal Motzah Shabbos B'Shabbos, Rav Yoshia Davin, the Motzah Shabbos Tefillah on Shabbos, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos V'Erev Shabbos, Omer Kedusha Alakos, O Ein Omer Kedusha Alakos. So the Gemara says that Rav, who davened the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos, did he say Kiddush Alakos? Or did he not say Kiddush Alakos? Was he Mekadesh Alayayin or was he not Mekadesh Alayayin? So the Tosfos HaRosh explains that since Kiddush is Min HaTorah, you can't say it Mibod Yom. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that he would say it. Why? Because it doesn't say Zachor Bi Yom HaShabbos. It says Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos. So that can be even Samach L'Knisa, so Shabbos doesn't have to have started yet. B'cheinu Shittas HaRambam, that we learn from that it says Es Yom HaShabbos, that there's a din b'kiddush she'efshar l'kaddish HaShabbos Samach L'Knisa. You can also be Mavdil Samach L'Yitziyaso, even though it's still Shabbos, because the mitzvah of Zechira is to say it bein b'shas k'nisaso v'yitziaso bein kodem shazu. So you're right, when he said Kiddush, it's not yet Shabbos, but it's close enough to Shabbos. So that's considered sanctifying Shabbos. So it doesn't actually have to be Shabbos for the person to sanctify Shabbos. It says Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos. It doesn't say Bi Yom HaShabbos. So you can even say Kiddush a little bit before. The Tur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph writes, "Ukshev lebeis yomar lechol miyad sanya Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos lekacha Zachar Eliyain b'knisasa." That when you get home Friday night, you should make Kiddush immediately. Some people like to stand around and shmooze. Jews, Baruch Hashem, like to talk, and I like talking to Jews. It's great. But now when it's Kiddush time, you have to do it quickly. And the Sanya Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, remember it's Alayayin B'Knisaso. Beis Yosef, he says, the Sanya B'Perach Arik Zachim Kufav Amir Alev Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho Zachreo Alayayin B'Knisaso. Omefarish Rabbeinu Dahainu lomar shetechav shenichnas tzarech lekadsho. So says the Beis Yosef, the Torah's understanding, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos lekadsho, Zachreo Aliyayin b'knisaso. Remember it on the wine when it comes in. So immediately when Shabbos comes in, you should sanctify Shabbos. The Bach says, so it says in Perek Avei Pesachim, Daf Kuvav Amid Aleph u'Perish Rashi. Lekadsho mashma mishoshen is kadesh hayom. That b'knisaso mishakidesh hayom, there is a mitzvah to be mekadesh Shabbos. Not only midim zrizin makdimin, but that's the ikar mitzvah, that when Shabbos comes in, you have to mekadesh the Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Pesachim and Avkuvav b'knisaso. But Kinesas, the Torah understands immediately. The Bach also understands it that way. Lakacho brings Rashi, Mishoshin is Kaddish Hayom. Not only Midin Zerizin, but there's a Din Be'etzem in Shabbos to be Makadish Shabbos B'Knisaso. That's the Iker Mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, K'shiyavu Lebeso, Le Yomar Lekalecho Miyad. Magen Avraham says, what do you mean Yomar Lekalecho Miyad? You should be Makadish in order to be Zecher Shabbos B'Knisaso. The Taz says, Afilu Kodim Shetechshach. Even before dark, Hare Kosev HaTaz, Sheyesh Mitzvah Lekadish is a Shabbos even before it gets dark. So that's all the Chorah Lefima Shekosev HaShulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis, that you should be Mosif Michol Al HaKodesh. Since it's a din of Tosefes Shabbos, yeah, you're supposed to add on to Shabbos, and you can be Makabel Shabbos earlier. So when you're Makadesh Shabbos a little bit earlier, when you say Kiddush a little bit earlier, that's already being Makabel Shabbos. That's your, it turns out you're saying Kiddush on Shabbos. So that's all if you hold as a din Tosefes. But the Ladas HaRambam, that there's no din Tosefes at all. So there's no din of Kiddush Shabbos when you're Makadesh Mibod Yom. When you're Makadesh before day, there's no din of Kiddush Shabbos. It's still Kiddush. Because the Rambam says the mitzvah is to be Makadesh either when Shabbos comes in or a little bit before. You can do it at either time. And again, that's the Lashon of the Rambam. Yesh lo adam lekadish is a kos ala kos erev Shabbos bod yom afu pishalo nichnasa Shabbos, etc. Because it's a mitzvah of zechira bein b'shas knisaso v'yitziaso bein kodem l'shazu b'mat. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs mitzvah kufnun zayin writes, he should tzivano v'sabri tzivus v'sayim b'leil chamishasa b'nisa m'tchilas halayla. Said, trust is a mitzvah to be Mesaber B'tzias Mitzrayim on the 15th, the beginning of the night, skipping a little bit. Tamid Lomar Vayomer Moshe Elam Zachar Seyom Azesh Eretzas Mitzrayim Kolomer Shutziva LeZachar Komoshamer Zachar Seyom Shabbos Lekacha. Very fascinating Rambam that's attracted a great deal of attention. Rambam says the mitzvah to be Mesaber B'tzias Mitzrayim on the 15th, and he brings the pasuk of remember this day that you went out of Egypt, and then he tells to the pasuk of Zachar Sama Shabbos Lekacho. But just like there's a mitzvah to be Zachar Yitzis Mitzrayim on Leil Tesavav, that's a mitzvah just like Zachar Sama Shabbos Lekacho. And the Rambam writes, B'tchilas Halayla. The Rambam says, you're Mesaber Yitzis Mitzrayim, B'tchilas Halayla. So they're both B'tchilas HaLayla, both Kiddush and Zirus Mitzrayim. In the Kovetz HaSafos HaGadosh Shel HaPesach Mibeis HaLevi, they bring from the Reb Chaim that he explains that the Rambam compares the Mitzvah Essay of Zirus Mitzrayim on the 15th to the Mitzvah Essay of Zechiras Yom HaShabbos, that the Mitzvah Essay of Zechiras HaShabbos is to remember that today is Shabbos, and to separate Shabbos from all the other days, like he writes in Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Nun Hei, and in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Halacha Aleph, so too, included in the Mitzvah Essay of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim B'Leil Tesvav, is that you have to remember that today is the day that we went out of Egypt, just like you remember that Shabbos today is a special day, it's a special day of Shabbos. So the Rambam compares that, to compare Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim to that. So you have to remember today is actually the day that we went out of Egypt. And just like on Zechiras Yom HaShabbos, you have to say that today is Shabbos. If you don't say it, you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah. So too, you have to say on the 15th that today is the day we went out of Egypt. And that's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says that this mitzvah we're Mekayim already when we make Kiddush. And we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we remember that, and we remember that today is the day we went out of Egypt. So we have a mitzvah, both on the 15th of Nisan and on Shabbos, to remember this day is special, either because we left Egypt or because today is Shabbos. And we're supposed to mention that at the outset. Now, Gadash Shel Pesach, it says, Iba Yomahu, Yachum Abod Yom, Tamadomer Bavurze. Bavurze lo amarti ala b'shashish matzah mor munachim lefanecha. So, there's a Havamina that you can already be Yotze on the 14th, and then it says, no, the 15th. So, what's the Havamina you can be Yotze Sipri Tzius Tzayim on the 14th? So, we have a precedent. Just like by Shabbos, you can already be Yotze on Erev Shabbos. So, too, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, you could be Yotze and Erev Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why you need the Talmud Lomer by Yom Ahu. Zachor Se Yom HaZeh Yotzasim in Mitzrayim is like Zachor Se Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshah. You can even do it a little bit before, like we saw in the Rambam. But Talmud Lomer by Yom Ahu, Bavur Zeh, Lo Amarti Ela B'Shah She'ish Matzah Mor Menachem Lefanecha. So no, you have to have Marim Nachum Lefanecha. It has to be Taka on Lel Tesvav and not a little bit earlier on Yud Dalet. Okay, some thoughts on Kiddush Mevod Yom, and obviously we have a lot more to say about Kiddush. Hashem should just give us the life and the Simchas Chaim to be able to say it and the financial means. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, and beloved friends.